From Tidbits, October 7th, 2013. This is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Allowing games on educational iPads reduces discipline cases. In a piece analyzing the recent news reports about Los Angeles Public Schools iPads being hacked by students, Apple distinguished educator Fraser Spears shares the fact that deploying several games on the iPads given to students at the Cedars School of Excellence in Scotland caused a dramatic drop in petty indiscipline cases, as students played games instead of acting out during boring times. Subsequently, game playing was replaced with more creative use. The original voice of Siri speaks. Voice actress Susan Bennett has come forward to CNN as the original voice of Siri. While neither Apple nor Nuance would offer confirmation, her claim has been verified by colleagues and audio forensics expert. Bennett's specialty is interactive voice response, the technology behind automated phone systems. She was hired by Scansoft in 2005 for an IVR project. Scansoft later merged with Nuance, which is reported to be the source of Siri's voice technology. Deconstructing the iOS 7 date picker. Having trouble with the date and time picker in iOS 7's clock app? It's not you. The hit areas are indeed smaller, making it harder to use. Developer Sean Woodhouse deconstructs the picker in this blog post, comparing it to the iOS 6 version that may be clunkier, but is kinder to the fingers. What 64-bit support in iPhone 5S really means. Thanks to author and programmer Mike Ash for this developer-focused explanation of Apple's move to the 64-bit A7 chip in the iPhone 5S. In short, although details will vary by app, 64-bit code that takes advantage of new programming techniques can be faster and use less memory. Plus, old 32-bit code can run on the A7 with no changes or performance penalty. Since 2011, patent troll LoadSys has been shaking down small iOS developers over patents. Apple attempted to intervene, arguing in a 2011 motion that had already licensed the patents in question and developers were covered under Apple's license. However, U.S. District Judge Rodney Gilstrap has now dismissed Apple's motion because the defendants in the case have all settled. Help us, Martha Stewart, you're our only hope. Unless, that is, Apple were to go on the offensive, as Gilstrap suggests. Nothing about the court's decision prevents Apple from filing an original declaratory judgment action in a venue of its choosing, whereby each named developer and patent holder have an opportunity to defend themselves in open court. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Tonks Coffee. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.